I read a very disturbing article in WorldNet Daily called Purge Surge, Obama Fires Another Commander. It's a very long article. We'll put the whole thing up on LarryElder.com. And the article is about the assertion that President Obama, for political reasons, has been getting rid of senior military officers and gutting our force and making our force less military ready and designed to be compliant for Obama's political agenda. One of those quoted on the record is my next guest, Captain Joseph John. He is also chairman of the Combat Veterans for Congress. He is a Harvard graduate, also a graduate from the Naval Academy, also spent a lot of time in government. And his motivation for establishing Combat Veterans for Congress was to rein in out-of-control spending by an irresponsible Congress. He now joins us. Captain John, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Larry, and we appreciate everything you do every day.
Well, thank you very much. And, Captain, I read this article where you were quoted. If 10% of this article is true, this is extremely disturbing. Tell us what you think Obama is doing for this large number of senior officers to be leaving.
Well, there's a massive change in the environment in the military, and it's a kind of a social experiment in many areas. Religion, of course, don't ask, don't tell. It has to do with reducing the Navy from a 568 ships to 230 ships. There's just many things going on in the military. Putting women into combat units when there's no real need to do that. We have 300 million people in this country. Why should we take some young lady and put her at the tip of the spear and have her get involved in hand-to-hand combat with an enemy force? Anyway, there are many things that the military doesn't agree with. And in our opinion, over the last 5 years, the people who spoke up, you know, loyally to say they don't agree with something have been removed. Just this past weekend, Vice Admiral Ted Branch, the Director of Naval Intelligence, and Rear Admiral Bruce Lovelace, the Director of Intelligence Operations, have been removed from duty. And the rift continues, and we don't know why. There's some reason about why they were relieved, but this just continues. We believe upwards of 135 officers in the last 5 years have been relieved of duty, and that many senior officers have had their evaluations written so they can never make flag. And so you've got a more compliant military force led by General Dempsey, who I don't think is doing what is in the best interest of the military. What we say is the best interest of the military is any change that should occur in the military should enhance combat effectiveness. And many of the changes that have occurred in the last 5 years have not enhanced combat effectiveness. They changed the rules of engagement so that our military force going into harm's way is in more danger than they've ever been before in the U.S. Armed Forces. And I could go on and on. The bigger picture is not that they've relieved senior officers. The bigger picture is what they're doing to the U.S. Armed Forces.
Captain Joseph John is my guest. He's also chairman of Combat Veterans for Congress. Captain, a number of people in this article said the same things that you said on the record, including Lieutenant General William J. Jerry Boykin, a founding member of the Delta Force. He said that it is unprecedented, his word, that the number of four-star generals to be relieved of duty and not necessarily, quote, relieved for cause. He called it a purging. Retired Major General Patrick Brady, he is a recipient of the highest decoration, Medal of Honor, as well as other awards. He says that Obama is, quote, emasculating the military, end of quote, and will fire anybody who disagrees with him over issues such as, quote, homosexuals, women in foxholes, and the Obama sequester, end of quote. My question, Captain, is this kind of dissent, is it Is it widespread? If I were to poll senior officers in the military, would the majority of them be unhappy with the commander-in-chief?
If you poll the U.S. military, the active duty military, we are a compliant force that believes that the civilian branch of civilians should control the military. They would never speak out of turn. The only people who speak out of turn are those who resigned or those who retired from the active force, like General Boykin and General Brady, who are two real heroes in my mind. So if you polled all the admirals and all the generals in the Navy, they'd never say a word. They can't. If they said a word, they'd be fired anyway. So, but they just don't criticize civilian while they're on active duty.
Captain,
I can speak out because I've got 30 years of honorable service in the military, and all I care about is the military. I care about their well-being and the combat effectiveness of what was the most effective fighting force in the history of mankind.
My guest is Combat Joseph, Captain Joseph John. Captain, we only have about 30 seconds left in this interview. I need you to respond to this question. Do you believe that President Obama is intentionally weakening our military?
I do believe that.
You do believe that?
Yes, I do.
And his motive is what?
He needs a more compliant and not-so-strong military force.
You think Obama wants our country to be more susceptible to being attacked, more susceptible to being invaded, less capable of fighting?
I just don't think he wants the United States to be the only superpower. I won't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's dumbing down our military, so we won't be so darn strong. I don't understand where his head is, actually.
Captain Joseph John has been my guest, Chairman of Combat Veterans for Congress. The website is combatveteranforcongress.org. Captain, thank you so much, and of course, thank you for your service to our country.
And thank you, Larry, for everything you do. We support you.
Captain, thank you very much.